Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey you guys, just before we get the episode going, just a heads up that this is an audio blog pod, an audio diary of the events leading up and post the Force Awakens midnight premiere and live podcast. If you want to hear the live podcast reaction, that is episode 72. And that is available free on iTunes, on SteelWars.com, or also through the free iPad and iPhone app available in the iTunes App Store. It is our most popular episode of all time. It features the comedy film nerds, Graham Elwood and Chris Mancini, Ben Gillies from Silverchair, Jackie Gillies from The Real Housewives of Melbourne, Paul Dempsey from Something for Kate, Xavier Michelidis as George Lucas, Jonathan Schuster, Dave Callan. There is so many guests, so check that out first. But if you've already heard it, on with the show. Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders, and I gotta tell ya, I do love Star Wars, and this is it. This is the day that we've been counting down for a couple years now. It is the 16th of December, 2015, and at 12:01, Thursday morning, the 17th of December, the giant VMAX screen will read, "A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away." It will go bow, and a giant Star Wars logo will fly through the air, and then we'll get to read that opening scroll, and wow, won't that be an intense read? Is that, has to be the most focused on reading the entire world has done in the past 10 years or something? I have no idea, but wow, we're going to be reading that scroll like nothing else. Like nothing else. I'm driving to Knox right now, you guys. I'm on a freeway. I've got to drop off some sound gear. And my day today was, I did two Triple M interviews. Triple M's a pretty major. One of the big three radio stations in Australia, and I did Adelaide, and then I did Melbourne, and then I don't know what I did. I did some work with all the ticketing, made sure the tickets balanced out with the tickets purchased, and thank God it did. Thank God it did. And I had to go get some lacquer bands for the t-shirts, and I don't know, just stuff. I had to take my cat, Jerry, my little Ewok. He's getting groomed today for our wedding on Saturday. Yep. I have been thinking how wise that was to do, the wedding. But I think we're going to get through it. I think, yeah. But I don't know, like, you know, we've got Christmas and stuff, and then actually my birthday's in January. But I don't know, this week, it'll be hard to let go of it. It really will. The lead up has been so fun, you know. You remember that old Simpsons episode where that French bowler was hitting on Marge, and he's like, "Oh, the sweetest thing is not the act, it's not the memory, it's the moment of anticipation." And I don't know, that's something I think I've been going on all year, is how fun the anticipation is looking forward to stuff and, you know, just frothing over it, discussing it and stuff. And it's weird. It's like this week has, you know, I've been the most all over the media ever. If I could do this much media for my comedy festival show, I would have a very well-attended comedy festival show. Let me tell you guys, I am the Dave Hughes of Star Wars right now. I'm everywhere. And our international listeners do not get that reference, but it's a good one, I guess. So I'm driving to Knox, going to, whoa, is that 80 now or then? I think the speed has changed, but it's fine. So I'm driving to Knox now, and
speed trap reported ahead. Do not jump to light speed.
How cool is that? Waze, huh? Little C-3PO voice. So dope. So cool. Perfect time. Oh, wow. So, yeah, so I've got to go to Knox, make sure the stage is set up okay. We have to install a stage because the venue, it's not sort of set up. They've got a like a music stage, but it's not set up for 200 or 300 people to see it. So we had to install a second stage, and yeah, so it's like we can go long ways down the bar. It's not meant for nerd podcasts at 2:30 in the morning. So I'm going to Knox, got to drop off this stuff, make sure the stage is good, and then I will be hustling back to the ABC Radio Studios, and I'll be talking Star Wars for about half an hour with Dave O'Neill, a awesome comedian, one of my favorites, and a great broadcaster. He's got a great vibe and a bit of a nostalgic vibe for things 80s and 90s. So I'm looking forward to the things he wants to know about Star Wars. So then after that, I will be going home and right there, I just gotta make sure my map
hasn't reported ahead. Destroyed
for sure. This is madness. Such silly things just delight me. So after Dave, I'll be going home to do a bit more administration work for tonight, printing out guest lists and ticket lists and all that stuff. All that crazy stuff. Oh, then I'm going to the Disney premiere. I'm, of course, not going inside the cinema to see the film, but I'm just going to go to the pre-party and hang around, maybe try to get some interviews. I know a few of my friends are going. Rob McKnight from Studio 10, who came with me to the IMAX presentation of the 8 minutes, he's coming along, and then he's coming to the Steel Wars one. So Rob probably will be the first person or one of the first people in the country to see The Force Awakens twice. That's hot. And yeah, so I know Luke McGregor, one of our most popular previous guests, he rang me yesterday very sheepishly going, I've been invited to this red carpet thing, and I really need to get a lot of work done on Thursday, so will you hate me if I don't come? I'll give you money for the ticket. And which is weird, because I am paying for all the movie tickets for anyone that's been on the podcast before as thanks. So I said to him, dude, I can now sell that ticket, and you not coming will be more profitable. I would have loved for him to come, though, and have his
1 kilometer exit left, master.
Sure. I would have loved to get his opinion on the show, but we'll be talking to people forever about this, about what we think of the film and stuff. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to going to that and seeing. Hopefully they've gone all out.
400 meters exit left, master.
All right, you're getting annoying. So you're on brand with C-3PO. Now, yeah, so I'm really looking forward to going to that, and you know, maybe there'll be some lightweight celebrities there that we can chat to about Star Wars.
Exit left, master.
Sure, dude. And then after that,
200 meters. Please turn left.
You're killing me. Then after that, our friend Kate is picking us up.
Please turn left.
We will be picking up the Where Home posters. We'll be picking up the Have You Seen Them posters, and on the way, and then driving to Knox, and then we've got the best night ever. I'm a bit worried. God, I'm speaking so badly about my emotions and like just cracking up, just into tears. It's, I don't know, it's so exciting. And I sort of have been thinking about it a lot, whether someone should be so excited about this. Like, is that normal? Well, it's not normal. Like, or is it positive? And I think it is. And this week, you know, with, you know, the Harrison Ford thing on Studio 10 and just all the photos and podcasts and clips I've been putting up, I've been just blown away by the amount of positive feedback I've been getting from people. Like, people that aren't even into Star Wars, and, you know, like comedians and people in show business contacting me and just saying, man, you're amping me up so much. Like, I love it. And people just saying, I just love, like a girl that I haven't seen for like 10 years messaged me, and she said, oh, I'm not into Star Wars, but just to see how enthusiastic you are and passionate, it's inspiring to, you know, for me to want to express myself. And I don't know, like, that's not, like, what, like, it's so rad, but it's weird because that's not what I've set out to do.
In 1 kilometer, please turn left.
All right, gotta turn this guy off because we're getting really close and he's not going to shut up. So yeah, it's sort of interesting that just by, you know, sharing your love for a little film and just being so amped about it, that can have a positive effect on someone that doesn't even have any interest in the film. Yeah, so I've been thinking about that a little bit. It's interesting. But we're at Knox now, and I'm so excited. Let's hope that setting all this stuff up goes okay, and then we can get back to talk to Dave O'Neill. It's 1:15, so I've got about 20 minutes at Knox, and then I've got another half hour drive back to make sure I get there with plenty of time. All right, you guys, I'll talk to you soon. I'm at Knox, first person I see, Star Walking's former guest, Chris Brennan. How you feeling?
I'm buggered. Oh, mate, I've been on the go since 5 o'clock this morning. At sunrise at the door at 5 o'clock. It's just been madhouse.
Well, there's worse reasons for sunrise to be knocking on your door at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, well, look, I said to a couple of my friends it's unusual to see a 7 News van parked in the driveway, but that's cool. I can handle it.
Quite often they do that for a different type of kids' movie.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I don't have any of those.
It is a lightsaber in my pocket. How you feeling?
I'm pumped. I'm really pumped. And all the feedback I've had from LA and everything has just been so over the top. I'm just, yeah, can't wait to get in there. Can't wait to get the fans in there. That's the big thing. Get the fans in there. Get them going.
Where are the fans?
We are the fans.
Let's get us in there.
All the fans in there.
All right. I hope you have the best night ever.
I will. I'm sure I will. I'll see you in there.
Guys, it's been a hectic day, so I haven't had a chance to report in, but you'll be able to hear the radio spots in the media little clips I'll post up, but it is 10:30, it's happening at Knox, and we're an hour and a half away,
It is amazing. It is amazing. We're going to get some listeners here. The chat.
Absolutely. So excited. So excited.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Liz.
And you know Liz if you listen to the Sampang Live episode. She thought she was a Disney lawyer.
I was a Disney lawyer. I made no such claims.
Hour and a half to go. How you feeling?
Oh, edge of my seat. Do I drink? Do I not drink?
She's not sitting down either. She's standing up in the middle of a mall. So I'm not sure. You're way away from the edge of your seat.
Well, the seat can't come soon enough for me. Gotta go and get in there. Is it midnight yet? Are we there yet?
That is the worst fortune cookie ever. How about you? How are you feeling?
Well, you know, I'm very excited. Super excited. Just been counting down the sleeps and it's just looking forward to it. Very much so. So I'm just itching to get into that seat and just wait for those credits to start rolling up and saying episode 7, what's it going to bring?
What is it going to bring?
Well, you know a little bit about what it's going to bring.
I don't know much about what it's going to bring.
I know a little bit. you had a sneak preview.
I did.
But
I didn't sneak.
I'm happy that you don't tell us because we want to know fully by ourselves in the...
I have been pretty impressed with the amount of people that have asked me nothing. Like nothing. Like people have not been... I thought people would be hitting me up. And only a couple on Facebook. And I'm just like, are you serious? No. On Facebook, of all things?
I want to experience it as it happens.
Yeah, exactly.
I even brought along a family member this time. My brother, who's been a big fan of Star Wars from a very young age.
Also a Disney lawyer.
Ah, you're a Disney lawyer as well. What are you looking forward to the most? What's your name?
I'm Chris.
Chris, what are you looking forward to the most?
Seeing what happens to Luke, because obviously
I love Chris. Chris has got the right attitude. It's all about Luke.
Luke, yeah. Well, you know, it's about, I guess each trilogy has been about a generation, and now it's, you know, obviously passing it on to Finn and that as well, and seeing what their surnames are, because no one knows what their surnames are.
Ah.
But we've got suspicions, and if you watch the trailers enough, and you know, see.
I don't know, he's going to spoil something for me now.
You kind of have guesses on who might be dying in the movie, but I wasn't allowed to say any spoilers in the car on the way here, so...
I'm about to kill him.
I kept it to my... I'm not like Lando, okay? So I'm not Lando. It's not my fault, okay?
It is your fault. Well,
I'm looking forward to checking out Ren, because I reckon she's a bit of all right.
Yeah. I would not disagree. But enjoy the night, soak it up, have a great time.
And thank you for organising this. It's awesome.
Whatever.
And I know you love Star Wars, but the fact that you've been able to do this so that so many more of us could be here for the midnight premiere.
That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. May the Force be with you guys.
Yeah,
cheers. Thank you. The first transport is away! Hey! How is the bus?
Excellent. Excellent.
Did you sing songs?
No.
Yub-yub. Was it yub-yub, really? I got really jealous then. I should have got the bus. Movie tickets that way. You've already got your wristbands. If you've got merch, it's over there. And have a great night, you guys. Have a great night. Yeah. Cheers. Oh, thank you so much.
Congratulations. You're going to be having the greatest week of your life.
Hope so.
Steel, thanks for the night.
Thank
Looking
you.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you. Cheers. Yes.
Pleasure to meet you.
Hi.
Big fan.
Thank you.
How do you do?
What is your name? I'm always happy to talk to a big fan.
Oh, good.
I'm Simon.
Simon?
Simon.
Are you pumped?
I am more I've waited 21 years for this night.
You're so well spoken for someone so impatient.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you looking forward to most?
Just being in an environment where there's just simultaneous joy from several hundred people.
I love your vibe. I love your vibe. I love it. All right, I'm going to try find... Did you just come on the bus or what?
No, I drove here.
Ah.
Are we still on the Comedy Film Nerds, right?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yep, they're here somewhere. My phone is ringing. Yeah, mate. I'm just out the front of the cinema. All right, are you in the cinema? All right, I'll be in 2 seconds. Bye.
Hey, I'm busy. I know you're flat out.
No, it's pod. Thanks, we're podcasting. Mate. I'm podcasting out the front.
I'm stealing.
We're here. We got Tom Ballard. We got Schuster.
G'day.
Oh, Gatesy. Oh, my God. Totally spoiler free.
Totally spoiler free. I've not seen a trailer. I've not seen...
Don't look at my T-shirt.
No, I haven't. I saw a billboard from the corner of my peripheral here that had the colour scheme and Star Wars there, and I just couldn't look up. I just had to turn. So it's really fascinating. And no one gave me shit on the way here. I'm very happy about that. No one sort of tried to pontificate, make fun, but I'm very, very excited.
Nice. I can't wait to talk to you afterwards. You might explode. It's too much Star Wars-ness.
A bit too much. I did see that there was... Yeah. No, I can't.
Don't
I just can't do it. I think I've actually lost my mind with anticipation. But I was just saying on the bus, it couldn't actually get worse. We got through episode one. We've already been through the war, you know? This is it. We're just going to only enjoy this. It's going to be fun.
Zave, how you feeling?
I'm good. I'm real tired. Real tired. So... but it'll be fine though, because I'm about to watch a real good movie.
Go get a Red Bull over at the bar, mate.
No. I want the no. Then I'll have to pee. I'm not going outside to pee anywhere. I'm going to watch it. The movie will keep me awake. It's the faith I've gotten it.
Dave Cullen, late edition. You made it.
I've been preventing myself from getting excited for a year and a half, and tonight the restraining bolt has come off.
Sounds like the worst RedTube video ever.
My force has awakened.
Sweet t-shirt too, by the way. How'd that go down on the bus?
Yeah, someone said I was very brave. I'm wearing a Jar Jar t-shirt.
There's a few Wookiees in there.
Really?
A few of the brethren. Awesome. Well,
gifts for you, by the way. Gifts for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's this. We can maybe do this in here, into the mic. Oh, there we go.
Toothbrush?
Yeah, it's to brush your teeth after these.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, David Cullen. I've got such a nice array of gifts. So you get your... I don't know why I'm podcasting this.
No, just make sure it's a full walking. Get your tickets and wristbands over there from Jackie and Kate.
Okay, cool.
Thank you so much, Steele.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
I'm so happy.
Awesome.
I'm very excited.
Yay! Graham Elwood, Christopher Mancini,
and CJ Jones.
Steele, I presume.
I am Steele. Well presumed. What? I saw these two idiots on the television today that flown across the world to see a film 24 hours early. It's what's wrong with you people?
What's wrong with you people who aren't doing this? What are you people in America waiting to watch?
Wait in line?
Yeah.
To see a movie? No, you get on a plane and go to another country.
Yeah, what are you, an asshole? Going to sit around for a day and wonder what happens in this film? Doesn't make sense.
No.
It's so weird that you're here.
I know.
It really is, yeah.
So,
we've been saying that every minute that we've been here.
On Monday, our flight was Monday night. We were talking on the phone. We're like, do you know we're flying to the other side of the world to watch a movie?
Yeah, when I saw the photos with using and the tickets and the passport, I was just like, oh, they're actually... it hit me like what you actually had to do. It's like, when I fly back from LA, they're doing that now. Wow, so
this is fantastic, by the way.
Yeah.
The podcast is just next door.
Okay.
Come over and we'll get you your tickets and your wristbands and all that sort of stuff. And we'll talk. But we'll stop doing this now and we'll get back to business.
You got it.
All right, we are getting closer. We're about 45 minutes away. And we are here with our friend Rob McKnight, that you'd know from the infamous thing, the thing that did the thing clip when we were in Sydney. Now, Rob McKnight has the distinct
advantage
or honour of being maybe one of the first people in the country to see Star Wars The Force Awakens twice.
Yeah, that's true.
That's very true. I've already seen it still. I'm very excited.
How was the thing that did the thing?
The thing that did the thing was amazing, and then it did another thing.
It's way better when I'm in on the joke.
I know, but I cannot wait for you to see this movie. Am I allowed to say anything? Am I allowed
no.
to say if it was good or bad or?
Well, it's pretty obvious it was good.
It was awesome. Yeah.
And so, what was it like? I was there. I didn't see you. I went to the.
No, but I did see. I saw you in the cinema collecting goodies.
Yeah.
Like this lovely medallion and the glasses. I saw you.
Yeah, we were like, oh, there might be things in there, like prizes. So I walked in and I thought, well, we had two seats, so I'm taking two seats worth of items, and then I was on my way.
Yeah.
The look on the security guard's face is when I just walked out and then went down the escalator. It's like, this guy really loves complimentary 3D glasses.
Doesn't care about Star Wars, but just loves his glasses. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah. I'm a bit hectic and to, like...
Well, you're organising a whole event, but this is the moment. You've talked in this podcast that you've had a year of anticipation and looking forward to this moment. How do you feel now that it's here?
I don't know. I'm just thrilled that there's so many people here and they're having a good time and people are, like... the gratefulness of it and stuff is a bit overwhelming. But yeah, it's just awesome. It's what it's meant to be.
Well, it's funny. The guy who's producing the story for Studio 10 said to me, it would never occur to me to get dressed up for an event like this. And there's people that just don't understand fandom. You know, I mean, I've got my Doctor Who and Star Wars, but people don't understand that side of why it's so important to us.
Well, speaking about costumes and fandom, describe what we're seeing here.
It's a bearded man in the Leia outfit.
All right, there's
in
been
a gold bikini.
There's been a lot of talk about banning the gold bikini in Star Wars merchandising, and that guy just sealed the deal. Let's get rid of it. It's crazy. We've got, like, you know, a little guy here that's made his own trooper.
But we've had everything here tonight. We've had stormtroopers. We've had Ewoks. I haven't seen a Jar Jar Binks. Have you?
No, but there will be there will be one coming, a very bad one, I think.
Jesus. Great, look forward to that.
And so that's what I was interested about. Like, I didn't want to go to that one because, you know, obviously the social experiment of seeing the film and then doing the podcast straight after, but also because I didn't think, like, the clientele that were invited. You know, there's some Star Wars fans there. There's some Star Wars fans I knew, but it was quite... Oh, we got a free ticket to go see a Star Wars thing. What was the vibe like in the cinema?
There was actually excitement, and there were points where people cheered and, you know...
Oh, great.
So there was a bit of that. Nothing like what I'm expecting to see at this event, which is why I really wanted to come to this one. But unlike you, I could not resist seeing it at 7 o'clock tonight. I just couldn't.
And what's more impressive for Rob's double down is what time do you have to be work tomorrow?
I usually get up at 10 to 4. So I'll have this decision of whether I just stay up. And I've been up since about 3:30 this morning. So I'm making that decision right now whether I just go. It could be a very interesting episode of Studio 10 tomorrow.
Well, you do have some idiot blithering about Star Wars at 10 o'clock. So sweet choice there. Rob, thank you for your tight-lipped enthusiasm.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, Steele.
And, yeah, let's see what happens.
Yeah!
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Yeah, I hope so.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah,
hey,
so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I don't think we've ever met. No. I know your face from, like, the show, like, social media.
I've heard you on the podcast.
Hey!
No, put him out the front. He's already seen it.
I know.
Nice, though. Ta, thanks, Cheesy. Everyone had a great time. I was so happy when the first group came in. I was just like, it works.
It's happening.
Because I was either like, this is going to work perfectly or the biggest disaster of life.
Hey, it's happening.
I'm not processing this very well at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm with the main man, Steele Saunders. Steele, how does it feel, mate?
It's insane. It's electric. It's so many people here having a great time. People from all around Australia, from around the world, actually, with people from LA. And
big moment.
It's insane.
What's your happiest ever memory of Star Wars as a kid?
Wow. I remember I was loving the Ewok celebration. I was happy that the Ewoks... I think I was watching Return of the Jedi last night, and the bit where they were all ruined, like they're all captured, and then they blew the horn and all the Ewoks popped up.
Yeah.
I remember being a little kid just like going... Yes.
Mind blowing.
Those little bears are killing the game. So,
all right, brother, you got to enjoy yourself. Have an awesome time. We'll catch up a bit later on.
Cheers, and thanks to Dan. Just going to keep you guys following along with the adventures. Hopefully, we'll have even bigger grins on the way out. I've got a feeling we will.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we will.
All right, mate. See you later on.
Cheers, Dan. Thanks. Right.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing real good. Awesome. Enjoy. Dude.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Can you believe it? This is what we've been waiting for, to finally find out if Lando copulated with an Ewok. This is this is it, the wait is over. And I just want to say, Star Wars is a great movie, but it wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for us, the fans, that make it awesome. Give yourselves a round of applause. We've got fans from Perth, Adelaide, Queensland that drove down here, Sydney, Tasmania, and for some crazy reason, Los Angeles, California. And they're all here to see The Force Awakens with some of the greatest Star Wars fans in the world in Melbourne, Australia! Home of the longest running Star Wars fan club in the world, Star Walking! We're home, it's true, all of it, and I've got one question for you. There's been an awakening, have you felt it?
Hey, you guys. It is 5:40 a.m. and we're podcasting.
Are we podcasting from a funeral?
Yeah, are you okay, buddy?
It's daytime. It's the sun is up. We're in that unique position where it's daytime, but we have to wait for like breakfast menu at McDonald's. What a crazy night. We're driving back. Paul's driving us back to my house to upload content onto the internet. And I'm in the back seat. Christopher, how's your night been?
It's been a blur in a good way. It's I feel like it's already been about 36 hours straight. And I think we have another 10 before I can actually see a pillow again. But it's been fantastic. Really a lot of fun. Love seeing the movie with all the fans and doing the podcast to a sold-out audience. It was really cool. And love the movie, too. So that helped as well. It would have been a much slower podcast had we not enjoyed the film.
Yeah, it was really... I don't know. It was weird. I think people that were... The less invested they were in it, the more they enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think that's true for sure. If you don't go in with a bunch of crazy expectations, because what happens is it's not even having good or bad expectations. You have very specific expectations and what you want to see out of the film, story, character, and plot-wise. Just let all that go and see the movie and enjoy it.
Yeah, it was quite a journey. Quite a journey. Grom?
Yes, sir.
How are you feeling?
You know, it's
kind of sinking in as we're driving back, like what just happened. You know, first of all, that Chris and I flew from, you know, Los Angeles to get here, did an interview, and then came to the theater, which was just amazing, of all of these fans, you know, in the t-shirts and the costumes, and then the excitement, you know, there's a Wookiee dancing, and just, and then the movie itself, like, I had to, like, you know, I'm taking all these photos in the movie theater, and then, you know, Lucasfilm logo comes up, and the Star Wars music, and I was, like, rolling video, and then I was like, holy shit, you gotta stop, like, it's not, watch the movie, and I just had a blast, and then everyone in the Seamus O'Toole's for the podcast was so fun, and I mean, we laughed and made a lot of jokes, but also I thought it was really cool to hear everybody's different perspectives on what they thought about the movie, even if they didn't agree with mine personally. It's one of the things I love about doing Comedy Film Nerds is hearing somebody else's point of view about a film, and this was great.
Yeah, I think I have to see it. Like, it was so overwhelming, and maybe even a bit more overwhelming to organize. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, have the event where it was sort of
the next screening. You can actually watch and enjoy it.
Yeah,
you're not worried about getting out to a bar on time, going long on a podcast, or making sure everyone has a ticket. Yeah, you're going to be able to go and enjoy the film next. And I think everyone at that screening is going to see the movie again.
Yeah, I think so. I at one point, I'm not sure who I was saying this to after the podcast, and I have to say, everyone, it's
excuse me,
daytime outside. Are we podcasters or farmers? The
we're both. We're word growers.
We're milking the internet for mediocre success. Definitely can't wait to see it a few more times. It was just overwhelming. Someone mentioned the music, and I was like, I don't remember the music at all.
I don't remember any original pieces. I just remember all of the John Williams soundtrack stuff being used from the original film, the original score part. So if there was new music in it, and I'm sure there was, I missed it.
I think there's so much stuff that we all missed because we were just so hyped up, sleep deprived, you know, all of the other things that went into this, especially you, Steele, as you were like organizing all of this. I think, like Chris just said, we all need to kind of just go to another screening where there's no all these events and shit. We can just watch the movie and see all this other stuff. I missed most of the scroll. I was like fumbling around. I saw some of it and I was like, wait, what? Luke, huh? Leia's looking for, like, I need to see that again.
Was the opening thing Luke Skywalker is missing or in hot?
Yes. That's Luke Skywalker is disappeared. That's how the movie opens, and then how he's being searched for. So, and then in my head, I was like, oh, that's why he's not on the poster. They're looking for him at the beginning of the film. That's in the scroll.
I would say one thing that I took in was a lot of the scenes were actually more impactful in the trailer. With the with a different score and the edit, like...
Well, some of the edits were different, too. The trailer, you know, a lot of times with the trailer, that gets edited before the film is done. So there were certain scenes, like, in the trailer, if you remember, when Finn's head pops up from the... in the desert, that cut is way shorter in the actual film. It's not like a desolate landscape and his head pops up anymore.
Yeah, I actually... From when I first saw that, had been thinking of how that would work in to the film.
J.J. Abrams was probably thinking the same thing and trimmed it.
When the door was about to open and Finn and Rey were hiding in the smuggling compartments, did you guys think it was going to be Han and Chewie, or did you not think about it, or...
Oh, I didn't think it was going to be Han and Chewie at all. I thought it was going to be either the First Order, or it was other smugglers or pirates. And so, yeah, that was a surprise to me.
Yeah, I really liked that surprise. It did catch me off guard, and there were several moments like that that kind of caught me off guard. And it was cool to see them, you know. And part of me, and maybe they'll do this in flashbacks in the next one, part of me kind of wanted to see General Solo, you know, living the fruits of his, of, you know, bearing the fruit of the harvest or labor, whatever the fuck you want to call it, from the end of Jedi, and him and Leia settling down, and then he gets called back into action by this. I was sort of kind of hoping to see some of that, but then he's just right back in it. He's searching for the Millennium Falcon. That was cool, and I think they set up a lot of really interesting possibilities for the next movie.
Here's something that we didn't talk about on the podcast. Kylo Ren's name is Ben.
Yeah, it sure is. And it was obviously how they felt about Obi-Wan Kenobi, that they named him Ben. And maybe that's because we're doing spoilers. maybe because Luke had a daughter.
Yeah, and I mean, I heard one fan in there say that there was a theory that Han and Leia had twins. You know, is that... But I think the twins separated at birth. We already did that. So, to me, it's like the girl Rey is Luke's daughter. And I like the Ren... That his name was Ben Kenobi, because that was his parents' intention. They had all these high hopes for this kid, and that is what we saw crippled them and crushed their marriage to a certain extent. Was they both said we both retreated back to what we knew, because they both felt like they failed. Their intention was the Empire's been defeated. We're going to have this child. We love each other. We're going to name him after this man that helped all of us and brought us all together, and this force will be strong in this kid because of Leia's side of the family, and he goes dark. It's like, it's gotta crush you. I mean, that's like the ultimate disappointed parent. You know what I mean? What they went through, that their son went to the dark side after all these hopes and fears, or hopes and plans and potential of this kid. And you still think there's potential up until the very moment when he kills his own dad.
Yeah, I think there's no chance now that they're brother and sister. There can't be.
No, I don't think so.
It doesn't make sense.
And do you know what maybe my favorite thing of the whole film, and this is some cynicism creeping in? Zero, none, nada references to Boba Fett. He's dead in the Sarlacc.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily canon, because in comics and other versions,
canon, he's never come back.
Well, in comics and books, he has, but not
in the new canon.
In the new canon, I'm not sure. Maybe we'll see what happens. I'm holding out hope. I think it'll happen.
You know, and I think that I was okay in the sense, like, they didn't have to bring back
everyone,
every single, or reference every single person and every single character. My guess, and this is just, I have read nothing on the internet, this is just my guess from what I saw in Force Awakens. I think we're going to get a lot of flashback in the next movie. We're going to flashback to all this crazy shit that happened in the last 30 years.
Really?
I firmly believe that, because that's how we're gonna see, maybe, you know, well, we're definitely gonna see why Luke split, where he failed, or where he blames himself, and I feel like there's gonna be some Han Solo flashback stuff. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's crazy that Mark Hamill got so into shape for 5 seconds of footage.
Yeah, he looks great. And so you wonder too, was that just the edit point, and did they start already shooting the second one, and like, is there already footage shot? You know, we're not sure.
No, they actually went back. So that they filmed episode 8 scenes, I think, in November.
Oh, okay.
They had to do, they started filming early because of some weather conditions on that, I think it's called Skellig Michael or something in Scotland or somewhere, that island. So they've already filmed his scenes, but yeah, it's so, like, what's Ray's, who's Ray's parents? Why'd they leave him on, why'd they, that little flashback?
Yeah, it needs a lot to be explained, which is good. I mean, you want there still to be a bunch of mysteries coming up, so you can't wait to see the next one. But, you know, who's the mother, and why did they leave her there, and all that stuff.
I didn't think by the end of this film I would know everyone's surnames. And I don't. Well, Finn doesn't have one.
No.
And Ray, who knows? Who knows? I thought the jump to Jedi powers and the persuasion, the, you know, these are not the droids you're looking for a next generation, maybe happened a bit fast. Like, where did she get these?
Yeah, she's still testing out her powers, and then she could do stuff pretty efficiently. I bought that more, that, like, the Jedi mind trick, if she, let's say she has a really strong mind and really a lot of power, if she's working on it. I was a little more skeptical of the actual sword fighting. That one, I was like, no, there was a lot of Jedi training with the lightsaber that the actual Jedis went through, and she picked it up kind of quickly, even though she was good with a bow staff.
The one...
Point of order. If she's a good fighter and she knows how to use a weapon like the bow staff, which they already established, she's been fighting. She wasn't like Luke, who was just a farmer kid. She's been fighting and having, you know, she kicks Finn's ass, you know, chases him down. She kicks those other dudes' ass that try to steal the droid. So to me, you know, picking up a saber and knowing and being mildly proficient, it didn't shock me at all. I mean, I think that I bought that. I actually bought that a little bit more than her tapping into her
mind powers.
Not that I had a problem with it, but I was like, okay, I guess she's under the gun. She's got to figure this shit out. So,
the other thing in their favor was that Kylo Ren was, like, bleeding and damaged.
Yeah, I mean, you actually saw a lightsaber battle where people were getting stabbed and injured. It wasn't like, all right, whoever lands the first blow wins.
I tell you what I loved was when Finn was fighting and the broadsword's little tip started burning him.
Right. That was really cool. That's something we haven't seen before, for sure.
That was great. And I thought, too, the seeing the lightsabers when they were crossed in their faces in front of them, and you saw the red, you know, dark side broadsword was... The flame was... It wasn't a clean beam. You know, it was kind of torn and angry, and you know what I mean? Versus the blue lightsaber that is like pure. I liked seeing that up close.
I also... One thing that interested me was how much of the dream sequence was in the trailer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's one of the hazards you have when you release multiple trailers with a lot of different footage, and it's one of those things where, you know, the fans want to see it, but at the same time, it's like, are you giving away too much?
Like, there was the Luke touching R2 that was in the dream sequence. That was part of one of the teasers and the trailer. The scene where Kylo Ren and the Knights of Ren are standing in the rain, and we actually, one of the things that, you know, I think fans thought they were going to get some insight on was the Knights of Ren, and they copped a mention, but nothing else. I couldn't even really focus on what Snoke was saying about the Knights of Ren. I heard it and I was like, I'm not focused in on this, what they're saying.
Yeah, I think it was meant to be some, like, you know, like elite Knights Order, almost like a paladin or something like that, and but it never really gets explored very far. So I'm wondering if there's going to be more to that in the next film, or some stuff just ended up on the cutting room floor, like the background of the Order, and how is that separate from the First Order, the Knights of Ren, and do they always not get along? Because there seemed to be some tension there with methods and how they did it. So I guess we'll see more of that in the next one.
The other thing, the debunking of a big rumor that when I was, you know, I was following sort of rumors and that sort of thing.
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say it was Luke. It was really Kylo Ren, because I heard that rumor over.
No,
that's, and then I knew that wasn't going to happen.
That's up there with your nutbag Jar Jar right. Sith rumors. But a big rumor that went through, you know, for year, it seemed like a year, was it the movie was going to open with a floating lightsaber or a floating hand and a lightsaber going through space, and
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, that was quite a common one in the Star Wars podcast of how, you know, I think there was a big theory, and I can't wait to talk to Jason from Making Star Wars about how, you know, because he was a big breaker of rumors and that sort of spoilers when he got word that that was not the case, or if he had word, because yeah, a big one was that the film would open with the lightsaber, the Bespin lightsaber floating through space, or it would be on Jakku. As something that everyone was sort of looking for, this lightsaber. And
like a holy grail.
Yeah. But they were just looking for little old Luke. I must say, when I saw the preview last week, and the preview scene I saw was from Finn drinking on Jakku with the giant wildebeest type deal. Up until when the Millennium Falcon has a dog chase and flies into space. So that's when it faded out. But in the preview, what really hit me was when Finn and Rey talked about Luke Skywalker in sort of hushed tones of like, I thought he was a myth.
Right.
Like, and just to hear Luke Skywalker said again was...
Yeah,
amazing.
I think that went a little bit too far. I thought it was a myth. I mean, we have all the history that he did exist. And, you know, they did have recording devices at that stage of time. I don't think he would have been with now. He could have been larger than life. Like, there could have been a bunch of myths.
But did they have recording devices?
So, yeah. I mean, it was, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. That was one,
yeah,
right there.
But if you, like... live out in, like, you know, some remote place, then that sort of stuff, like...
So you're saying she was so far removed from civilization that it makes sense that she would think he was a myth.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah, and the other question here that hangs over all of this is the New Order, or First Order, whatever, they just look like a fully functioning empire. Like, I thought the Empire was debilitated at the end of Jedi, so they seem to have really regained steam with this new name. But
another giant Death Star planet.
And another giant Death Star planet. So they could be out there, you know, rewriting history. If they're that powerful and they've got this new mega Death Star. So to me, it raised a lot of questions, but in a good way. Like, wow, what happened in these 30 years to get these guys back up this strong?
I actually thought these guys are going to sell a lot of books. I need to know. Well, we've got so much to digest. So many more movie tickets to buy.
We're all going to be seeing it again.
First, we got to post the spoiler app.
We actually have to get back and actually post.
We're not far off.
Yeah, all right.
We're about 5 minutes away.
Nice.
Oh, someone's phone's ringing. That's exciting. It's probably mine because no one else is looking at their phone. Well, what a crazy night, Christopher.
It's been fantastic. Thanks again for having us, Teal. It was amazing. Worth the flight for sure.
Nice. Thank you, Paul, for driving.
Woo!
And Graham Elwood.
Thank you so much. You guys are great. I cannot wait to post this episode and hear what people think about everything we said on this one and at the bar.
And may that force be with you.
Hey, you guys. I hope you enjoyed our blog pod of what went on behind the scenes on truly one of the best nights ever. It was just great. It was great to see so many new and old friends come together from all around the world and just have an awesome time due to Star Wars and a crackpot idea. And I promise you, you guys, I will try to come up with a few more crackpot ideas to bring us all together and celebrate our friendships and Star Wars. Now, we have got some live shows coming up. You guys will be hitting the Adelaide Fringe on March the 6th and March the 13th, both Sundays, two shows only. Last year's shows were super fun, so get in for that. The Adelaide fans are awesome. And then the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We will be Saturdays at 1:30 in the city, and then at 3:30 after that, we'll be having I Love Green Guide Letters. So you only have to come into the city one afternoon on your weekend to get all my podcast action. So that is in March, Saturday the 26th, then April 2nd, April 9th, April 16th. Tickets are on sale now. And for those that want to come to all of them, there is a discounted, it's like buy three, get one free, season pass for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And if you want to double down and have a full Saturday afternoon of podcasting every Saturday of the festival, there is a pass that gets you a very reduced rate into every I Love Green Guide Letters episode of the Saturday afternoons and every Steel Wars Saturday afternoon episode as well. You guys, I'm posting up tons of media clips that I recorded throughout the Force Awakens week, so please keep checking the feed to make sure you don't miss any. Sometimes if you don't refresh, you might miss one, so check the other episodes that are on the feed. The easiest way to do that is with our free app for iPhones and iPads, which is available in the Apple App Store on iTunes. And don't worry, the Android phone one is coming. You guys play such a big part in getting the word out. We just had a phenomenal response to the Force Awakens live podcast. It is like doing stellar numbers. It's insane. And a lot of that is due to you guys sharing it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You guys have a ton of power to help us out. So, you know, people are just gagging for Star Wars information right now. This is the height of Star Wars fever. So if you post a little, you know, share a episode link, it might go down well with your friends and or family. Merch, if you want to get the Harrison Ford approved Have You Seen Him Luke Skywalker tribute t-shirt, that is available on the Bandcamp store, available through steelwars.com. And there's also a very limited heavy card poster, perfect for framing, which is available too. And there's a little hidden Easter egg down the bottom about if we saw him or not. And of course, the supporter side is where you guys can pay just $3 a month to keep the podcast going. And it also gives you access to all the growing library of back episodes and exclusive episodes with audio commentaries that you can play along with the movies, comedy commentaries that we have done, and Q&As that I do exclusively for the supporters. It is super fun. And for just one very cheap coffee, that's always my analogy, a month, skip the coffee at 7-Eleven and keep one of your little favorite Star Wars podcast going. Thank you so much. And of course, if you haven't already, write a sweet 5-star review on that iTunes. It bumps up the rankings and makes me feel good about myself. And we need that, please. Thank you so much. It's been an incredible journey podcasting to The Force Awakens with you guys, and the emails and the tweets and just the personal people coming up to me and saying what it meant to them is incredible. It's insane. That is not what I set out to do. I just want to talk about Star Wars once a week. But yeah, I'm very proud of what we've achieved, and I'll see you next episode. Until then, make sure that Force is with you. Bye.
Intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.